All right, now, where's our girls? Where's Stephanie? Aaron, how are you guys? Aaron, how are you doing? Honey, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Stephanie, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Let me see Stephanie. Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at how neat she is about. Oh, wow.
But she's doing it the right way. She's continuing to rub it through.
Yeah, she put her hair in a nice little ketchup mayonnaise bun. Bring in the next item.
All right, one more item here. Wait, what's our next item, Beth Ann?
Hi, Beth Ann.
Helen!
Thus far,
come on in, Helen.
Thus far, it's just ketchup and mayonnaise.
All right.
And what is it now? Oh, it's hot sauce. Salsa.
Hot
salsa.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to need another bowl of that. All right. All right, little scoop. One hand will do it. One hand will do it.
Now, has that been microwaved, Beth Ann?
Microwaved way hot.
Well, I thought that was part of the deal, that some of these would be hot. What? Yeah. I can't hear you when you're not on the microphone.
Spicy hot, not...
Oh, not hot. Yeah. Okay, just right. Spicy hot. Yeah. Like their hair is going to be able to taste it. What is Stephanie eating?
Stephanie just went for a lick. Oh my God, that's disturbing.
Stephanie's licking.
Stephanie, you did a good sip. You're a salsa fan, aren't you? Some people just love salsa.
You know, if you had like some Doritos or something, you would almost have a nice dip going in these people's heads now.
All right, take it all.
Yes.
We're going to need another bowl there. Bye-bye.
Hey, Helen, we need one more bowl.
We need a little salsa for Andrew.
One more bowl of your salsa.
Very good. How's it feel, people?
Mom McBride's salsa.
My Helen's delicious salsa.
The Winter McBride's.
My Helen's delicious imitation salsa product.
Would somebody call Ron and Fez now and apologize to them?
Yeah, because this studio will stink.
And tell them that it's going to take a month of Sundays for this place to get
Ed,
smelling
a little
normal.
Neat for me. Ed, I know you got it on your hands. Rub it into your hair, Ed. Come on, go for it. Come on, not that neat. There, get it all in there.
Helen, what kind of waitress are you?
I can get it open.
All right, here we go. All right, this is for
Andrew.
Andrew.
Andrew's got to pour some in. See, now everybody's waiting and holding the salsa.
And I have to say, because I saw a little cheating over there. Yeah, we're
going
to
dump it on
there. Oh, now Mike's pouring it just right on Ed's head. Now everybody, rub it in.
Don, you know, like being the sergeant at arms here, you know.
Rub it in. Now, let's just get...
You wish you were on this side, bro.
Everybody quiet. We'll just get the sounds of rubbing. Just rub.
Son, there's corn in everything that's good.
You'll enjoy it twice.
All right, everybody going?
Now you're looking nice. Okay, it's time for the break. So what we're going to do now is ask the 10 of you to step outside.
And when we say outside, we mean outside.
Now, fortunately for you, there's a chance of rain this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. But Donna, unfortunately, the rain has stopped.
Well, for the duration of this contest, if you want to be a part of this, if you want to drive by the station and see these folks,
right,
that's where we're going to have them. Out on the corner of Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia.
And you know, when salsa, ketchup, and mayonnaise falls on the plastic tarp on the floor, it looks exactly like vomit. Yes.
Now, Helen, where's Helen at? Helen McBride? what's next? It would just tease what's next.
Paint.
Very good.
Yeah,
paint.
Oh, for paint.
You know me, I'm wanting to jump ahead.
You can do whatever you want. You want to go with paint before the break? Helen, are we going to have to apply the paint, I think? That's probably the way, like,
Mike, you can pour it.
Okay.
I'm afraid I was talking more along the lines of bringing our Babe Ruth up to bat already.
You mean the coon urine?
The coon urine.
If you wish.
He goes right
there. I know,
moments ago I had been agonizing, saying we should keep him in the bottom part of our lineup for the later innings.
This is true. You can do whatever you want. This is your idea.
Let's break. Let's just send him outside, then we'll figure out what the next item is.
All right, well, come back in, because there's paint and coon urine in your future.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Everybody out.
But as of now, all 10 are in.
Very good.
No one's dropped out yet. There you go. You look good, George.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Bye-bye. How you doing, Butch?
I'm doing well. Very good.
How about you, Chris? Now, you've got it all over your forehead and everything, dude.
So Mara's light would wash it down beautifully.
Thanks for the plug, son. Yes, Larry. I get them every Friday. You notice that? Every Friday, I pay somebody.
Sure.
Boy, I tell you, it smells like a Burger Chef in here.
Yeah.
I'm getting back all those memories when I was a kid and I had to work in these places.
Special sauce all over again. I'm a little dizzy over here, Grissom.
Okay. I tell you what, Marg.
Yes, Grissom. We have to have that whole CSI rap, you know, that whole we're too cool for school thing
right.
going on.
Although, have you noticed, Buzz, both Mike and I do love wearing the CSI gloves.
Yes. You look good in them, actually.
It's just something that's empowering, as Oprah would say.
All right, now they're undisciplined out there. They're wandering.
Oh, that's not good. We have new carpeting.
No. All right, I think during the break we have to get them to stand shoulder to shoulder, military style,
yes,
on the sidewalk.
Yes, in front of the building.
Yeah. How about right along the sidewalk?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's 52 degrees here today, so standing outside with wet hair.
Joe, I'm calling you.
Hello?
Hi. Hey. Listen, have Joe get out there, and we need him in a straight line.
Yeah. Shoulder to shoulder, like they'd be on the deck of an aircraft carrier.
On the sidewalk.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Helen. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Oh, hold on. Who's this? Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Oh.
Huh.
You know what it is?
What? Oh, it's the gloves. Yeah.
I got to take off the gloves so the touch screen
works. Computer requires the human touch.
Hold on a second. Not kidding about that.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
I just want to know, does it smell like Gallagher at one of Gallagher's shows?
I've been to one of those shows.
Yeah, Will.
And it's starting to have a Gallagher quality to it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys need to get some Febreze to put in to spray in the studio. Otherwise, you'll be Boston by the end of the show.
Yeah, but Febreze always struck me as the when I was a struggling DJ and too lazy to clean up my place.
Yeah.
Do you ever get that stuff that you would just sprinkle in your shag carpet?
Yes, the powder.
And then you'd like half-ass vacuum, and it would, and all it would do would make it smell good.
It would make clumps.
Yeah, for like 10 minutes, and then after the 10 minutes was up, the bad smell would come back, and you're right, lady, you'd have the clumps.
Well,
and I'm not talking about the movie.
Febreze worked better than that.
All right, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Thank you, see you later.
All right, bye.
What's going on out there, Mike?
Well, they're not disciplined, Don. They're not shoulder-to-shoulder military style.
You know what?
Artinger's got to get some discipline on these people.
They're out there. They're acting like they're on Survivor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People are honking at them. They're waving.
I want no acknowledgement. No talking. Shoulder-to-shoulder military style.
Too casual.
I might have to do this myself.
All right, go on out there.
All right.
Go on out there, General.
Damn it.
Take care of it, Patton. We'll be back. Michael, go discipline the troops.
Right.
Hey, don't do what Patton did, though. Don't, like, hit a guy and tell him he's a coward.
I can't.
No fragging.
Don't hit him with your glove. Because isn't that what he did in Patton?
Yes.
Didn't he get mad at the guy and go, you're a yellow belly. He went like that with
his
gloves.
Smacked him with the glove.
Didn't have the cool CSI glove.
No, he had the cloth glove.
And this is the sound. You know, I can't figure out when I watch CSI, how do they get these things on so fast?
There's a lot of powder.
Practice, and the fresh ones have powder in them, so your hand theoretically slides right in.
And how did
Howie... I bet they're sized badly.
How did Howie Mandel manage to do that great gag?
That's Joe.
Oh, it's Joe Artinger?
Yes, he's my buddy.
Goes Joe. Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
Hi, you outside with all the people?
I sure am.
Okay, Mike's out there now.
Okay, yes.
Let me hear Mike.
A squatting position.
Mike's making them squat.
Hold that squatting position until further notice. There will be no fraternizing with anybody in the vehicles. There will be no talking to your fellow contestants. You will remain in the squatting position until I tell you to stand.
What got into him?
All right, you can stand now.
He got some issues. He needs some acupuncture.
He likes this military thing.
And no movement whatsoever. Thank you.
Okay. Something tells me Mike's getting Major Woody out there. I mean, like he's turning into a military type.
Yeah.
Seems to enjoy that.
It's scary.
All right, well, they're outside. We'll bring them back in, and the pictures will be up on the website. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, pull over. I got to use the John.
Why don't you go when we drop Spence off?
I didn't have to go then. Excuse me for not having a prostate!
All right, Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
Okay, after I pee, anyone want a soft serve?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Take this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
There you go. There you go. Tighter than the flying nun.
Get nude, squat, and cough for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we're back with round number two of Smear Factor. Here they all come. 10 of our great listeners. And we do want to thank them. This was something we brought up light in the show yesterday.
Oh, I can smell the stuff.
These people all called and came down to try to win the trip to Vegas by putting crap in their hair, smearing crap in their hair.
Now, during the break, they were very good, standing shoulder-to-shoulder, military style outside. I thought they did a really good job with
that.
Did
you guys get you get a lot of honks out there? What was happening?
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, and, yes, sir. They've taken the military thing to heart.
Yeah. And were people giving you encouragement? Were they busting your balls? What were they saying? What were they doing?
I like it when they all answer you simultaneously. Thumbs up. So which person do you like out there the most, all of you?
Lady in the bug that almost rear-ended someone.
Okay, step up. What happened, George? Tell us what happened.
Well, a couple people almost rear-ended each other when they were beeping, waving at us.
Always a danger of a rear-end collision.
Oh, we were going to get hit, but we're all right.
Is there anybody that thinks now that they would like to quit? Anybody? No, I can't.
No, man, of course not.
That's why, Beth Ann, what's the next item going to be?
Helen!
Helen, come on in here.
Now, Don,
we've got the paint in here.
I know it's coming.
But there may be something better than paint, Mike.
Really? Oh, what is
there
that? Audible has been called?
Yes, Beth Ann, what is the next item for Smear Factor?
Dog food.
Dog food.
Mm.
Dog food.
All right.
Dogs.
Everybody go down the line, pick a handful.
Here we go.
A big handful.
Take a handful.
Right.
There you go. Stephanie. How's that feel, Stephanie?
There you go. Like vomit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Butch. Ooh. You got it, Butch? There you go. Hi, Chris. There you go, Chris.
Yep.
George. There you go. George got some. There you go, Ed. How about Aaron? How you doing, Aaron?
Fine, thank you.
Okay. There's Andrew. There's Andrew. And who am I forgetting over there, Robbie?
You lost your name.
All
Michael.
Right. Hate
oh, my.
Getting this close.
All right, guys. And again, we're going to do our golf announcer thing where we are very quiet while we just listen to all of you.
Please lean forward and
smear. Go.
Oh. Sorry, Robbie.
I love it.
You love. Who said they loved it? Butch. You say you love it, Butch?
Not bad.
Meaty goodness. Butch, let's get some of that back hair. You know, not your back hair, but the hair on the back. Work that up into that. There you go. All right.
And Beth Ann, let's bring another item in right now, please, Helen.
I'm going for the mullet.
Let's bring another item in here.
Dom, while she's doing that, we do have the paint in here, and I'm just going to pour a dollop on.